Now, to finish the test, we're going to talk about competition in general. Do you think more competitive people tend to be more successful than people who aren't very competitive?
Shall I begin?
Okay, sure.
Unfortunately, yes. I think that's quite often the case. The problem with very competitive people is that they will stop at nothing to get what they want, whereas less competitive people won't do certain things. I believe this means that competitive people often win over others.
That's quite a depressing thought, but I see what you mean. I think that's why sometimes politicians do well. The ones who are more competitive tend to succeed.
Yes, the problem with competition is when it affects the person's morals. There's a big difference to just, for example, wanting to win a quiz compared to desperately wanting to be more successful than the people around you. And doing this, for example, by... Well, I think the series Succession is a good example of that. Have you watched the show?
No, but I've heard of it.
Well, it's about the children of a media mogul and how they do some really underhand things to ensure their own success in the business, often at the cost of one another. This is naked ambition, but I think that's just another form of being competitive.
Do we learn to be competitive, or are we born competitive?
I think we learn it. Thinking back to what we talked about in terms of sport, I think competitiveness is always there a little, but it's something that grows inside us if we think we've got a chance of winning. I wonder how much difference it makes whether you win or lose a lot in your early childhood. Perhaps the feeling you get if you lose often when you're young makes you less competitive in your adult years, just because it doesn't make you feel good. What's your opinion, Sophia?
I would say that how competition develops in children often depends on their influences. So, for example, if their parents are competitive people and show them this mentality, then they're more likely to be like that themselves. Whereas some other people grow out of that early childhood sense of competition and start to focus on other things that perhaps they think are more important, like understanding others, sharing, or kindness.
That's an interesting point. I definitely think your parents can affect how competitive you are too, but also can everybody. I don't know if it was the same for you, but we used to have sports days and quizzes at school where there would be winners and losers. Competition is everywhere, not just at home.
Yes, I do agree that there is competition in many arenas, but I think whether your parents encourage it is still pretty important.
Do you think it's ever a good thing to compare yourself against other people?
Yes, maybe sometimes it is useful. Perhaps it depends on the ways in which you compare yourself. If you have a role model and you compare yourself to this, then I think that can be a good thing.
Yes, but, well, perhaps it depends on the role model.
That's true. But it might be a good thing to compare yourself to, for example, Malala Yousafzai, the girl who stood up for her human rights. But comparing yourself to someone who just poses for photos on social media all the time might not be so great. It seems to me to be about the underlying factors that you are looking to compare yourself to. Looking to others in terms of a sense of morals or achievement, well, I think that's worthy. But constantly comparing your looks or clothes to someone, for me, I find that a bit shallow.
Yes, and also it's something that most people can never live up to. Look at these people in magazines or on social media, but you can never have a body like that.
Absolutely. What we don't see is the amount of time in the gym or all the work they have done on their bodies and faces.
We must be realistic.
Yes, we can't be copies of other people. For me, the most important thing is to remember that we are all unique and we must be ourselves.
Thank you. That is the end of the test.
Thank you.
Thank you.